I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at 91 Classical in Nashville Public Radio. We have a studio full of young, accomplished, energetic, enthusiastic singers who will bring you music of Mozart today. Music by Mozart from the great opera, The Marriage of Figaro. Students from the Vanderbilt Opera Theater at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. And we'll be introducing everyone along the way, of course. But first of all, I'll introduce Kristen Whittlesey, who is the External Relations Director at the Blair School. Good to see you again. Thank you.
It's always good to be here, Will.
Thanks for helping get this great, beautiful group of people together for this great music.
I just stand back and let them do what they do.
Well, it's an unusual production of The Marriage of Figaro. Give us a little background about that.
It is very unusual, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The last time we did Figaro at Vanderbilt was 9 years ago, and it was a very traditional production, period costumes, you know, exactly what you'd expect. So Gail Shea, our opera director, this time around, wanted to give it a little bit of a twist, put a different spin on it. And she says that she was thinking about the fact that the members of the household in The Marriage of Figaro, they all live in very close quarters and they're constantly spying on each other, trying to learn each other's secrets, trying to figure things out. And it occurred to her that that's really very similar to the plot of Big Brother, the reality TV show. And add in all of the marriage plots, you get The Bachelor. If you put those two together, basically that is The Marriage of Figaro. So we have staged this production as a reality TV show. There are going to be camera crews running around the auditorium. It's going to be the TV studio. Dr. Shea partnered with Jonathan Waters from the Cinema and Media Arts Department at Vanderbilt, and they created several webisodes that are the episodes leading up to the grand finale. So characters actually get voted off in these webisodes. You can look those up at themarriageof.org. They're already online, and they feature all of our fabulous singers. And then the grand finale, where someone wins $1 million and gets to marry Figaro, will be at 8 o'clock on Friday, November 10th. And 2 o'clock on Sunday, November 12th.
In which hall?
In Ingram Hall.
Ingram Hall at the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt. Well, The Marriage of Figaro, as it's never been seen before.
Indeed.
It's going to sound familiar, though. Well, maybe a few changes in the text along the way. Well, let's get started with the music. We'll start with Figaro's aria. Figaro actually brought his guitar. Good to see you. Figaro is, help me out, I lost my place.
Luke Harnish.
Luke Harnish, thank you very much, Luke. Luke is a senior from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and here is Figaro's aria.
Should that big blowhard want some diversion? Should that big blowhard want some diversion? I'll play the music on my guitar. I'll play the music on my guitar, see, on my guitar, see, on my guitar. Should he, for instance, wish to betray me, he'll face the music, I'll lead the band. Should he, for instance, wish to betray me, he'll face the music, I'll lead the band, yes, just let him say so, I'll lead the band. And then, I'll take my cue without ado, and slyly, very, 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 very slyly, using discretion, I will uncover his secret plan. Subtly outwitting, innocent seeming, cleverly hitting, planning and scheming, I'll get the best of the hypocrite, yet I'll beat him yet. Subtly outwitting, innocent seeming, cleverly hitting, planning and scheming, teach him a lesson he'll never forget, teach him a lesson he will not forget, teach him a lesson he'll never forget, this time I will upset his plan. Should that big blowhard want some diversion? Should that big blowhard want some diversion? I'll play the music on my guitar. I'll play the music on my guitar, see, on my guitar, see, on my guitar.
Figaro's aria from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. That was Luke Harnish, live in Studio C, along with his colleagues from the Vanderbilt Opera Theater, giving us a sample of their upcoming production, an unusual production of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. And at the piano are today Rebecca Lupi, who just played, and she'll be replaced at this point by Maggie Hinchliffe, and they'll be playing along the way at different times on the piano, of course. Next is a singer who's been here before, live in Studio C. Welcome back, Samantha Long. Samantha is the Countess Almaviva in this production of The Marriage of Figaro, and we're going to hear the Countess's aria. The Countess's aria from The Marriage of Figaro. That was Samantha Long singing, and the pianist was Maggie Hinchliffe, live in Studio C. The Vanderbilt Opera Theater kids are here today. Oops, I'm sorry, I shouldn't call you kids. You're very much adults by now, young adults, with music of Mozart from The Marriage of Figaro. And up next is Susanna's aria, and this is Samantha. I'm sorry, I'm working on my vision here.
Lauren.
This is Lauren Urquhart with Susanna's aria.
Here at last is the moment, so sublime and so cherished, I've longingly awaited. Loving arms embrace me, and no worry or fear will crush our rapture. Close as we are to every other person, all together in close quarters, it heightens every emotion. Passion, night casts her veil. night is fading, while the world is still and calm is reigning. The hour rushes on, yet time is slowing. Hesitant heart with hope is glowing. The quiet now our lonely souls redeeming, while the world is fast asleep and dreaming.
Susanna's aria from The Marriage of Figaro, that was Lauren Urquhart with Maggie Hinchliffe piano, live in Studio C. Well, in this great opera by Mozart, there's some great ensemble work as well, and we're going to hear a bit of that from here on out. This is the Act II trio with Count Almaviva, Susanna, and the Countess Almaviva. Matthew Brennan sings the Count, and Samantha Long with Lauren Urquhart as well.
Susanna, what's the matter? Come out now, do you hear?
Impossible, this angry chatter.
Right now,
the boy she can't hear.
Right now,
the boy she can't hear.
What reason can prevent her? Speak.
She's modest, she's modest.
That is why a wedding dress was found here. She had to try it on. She had to try it on.
I grasp the situation.
Your
lover hides inside.
I grasp the situation.
A lover hides inside.
A ticklish business.
This is the situation.
Accusation.
I took them by surprise.
It took me by surprise.
Let me hear you.
Catastrophe must never come to pass.
sorrow, what it is over. A scandal, a catastrophe will surely come to pass. Will come to pass. Will surely come to pass. I warn you.
I warn you. Good heavens,
it's all a disaster. A scandal, a catastrophe will surely come to pass. Will come to pass. Will surely come to pass.
Will surely come to pass.
Will surely come to pass.
The Act Three, I beg your pardon, Act Two trio from The Marriage of Figaro. We heard Count Almaviva, the Countess Almaviva, and Susanna, Matthew Brennan, Samantha Long, and Lauren Urquhart, live in Studio C. Well, that's a tiny sample of the great ensemble writing Mozart put into this great opera. And let's see, we have the Act Two finale, is that correct? That's what I have next, is that incorrect?
No, you're good.
That's good? Okay. Yeah. It's a little confused. I'm sorry. It's all my aging eyes. In this case, we are going to hear Samantha Long, the Countess, Lauren Urquhart, the Susanna, Luke Harnish, Figaro, Matthew Brennan, the Count, Ilana Starr, Marcellina, Joshua Shepherd, Dr. Bartolo, and Nate Stevenson, Basilio.
Our case demands a hearing. That is why we're here today.
They have come here for a tribunal.
The sacred man's a slave. Jesus lead the man's way.
Bent on asinine obstruction. Those three fools are here today. Those three fools are here today.
Let's not be in such a hurry. First each one must have his say. First each one must have his say.
This man gave his solemn promise that in time we would be married. I insist upon this contract being promptly carried out.
Contract! Contract!
No more! Let nobody dare interrupt me. It is I who judge this case.
With this lady's wish compliant, I am here as her consultant, and I warrant Marcellina has a strictly legal case.
He's a liar! He's a liar!
Enough, be silent, let's hear you, Basilio. It is I who judge this case.
I, as man of prime celebrity, give my word and testimonial that their plans are matrimonial with a bonus in advance.
Every one of them is crazy, every one of them is crazy.
Hold on, according to proper proceeding, we must first give the contract a reading. We must follow the legal course.
What a course of events have taken!
What a perfect case of trapping!
Trapping your immediate malady shaken!
This time we have got
a snapping with a song! So fish was a
badly thousand
of brothers, master brothers, up to date us today!
What a course of events have taken! What a perfect case of trapping!
Your days are banished, shaken.
This time we have caught them napping.
Surely some infernal power must have caused
us to stand by the
of napping.
Some propitious
with their legal machinations,
highly power,
they have caused the most complications.
Must have brought
such fair
today.
In the power
what a perfect piece of trapping. Is that we have caught them resting.
This
time we have caught them napping.
Trapping
with
this, is it happening?
The finale from Act Two of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Very fine performances by the young students from Vanderbilt Opera Theater at the Blair School of Music. I'm going to read the list very carefully of all who all sang in that finale from Act Two. By the way, the Count gets his comeuppance pretty soon along the way here, and well deserved as well. So this is going to be a really fun production of Mozart's A Marriage Figaro, not to be missed at the Vanderbilt School. We'll hear more about that from Kristen Whittlesey in just a moment. But we heard today Samantha Long singing the role of the Countess. She's from Iowa. Lauren Urquhart, Susanna from Greensboro, North Carolina. Luke Harnish sang the Figaro from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Matthew Brennan, the Count. He's an alumnus of the Blair School. He's now located in Chicago.
I'm currently at grad school in Cleveland. I'm from Chicago.
Wonderful. And Ilana Starr sang the role of Marcellina. She's from Washington, D.C. Joshua Shepard, Dr. Bartolo, a sophomore from New Jersey. Nate Stevenson, Basilio, a junior from Austin, Texas. And on the piano today, we heard Maggie Henschliff and Rebecca Lupe. Thank you all for performing for us today. Fine program. Go back to Kristen Whittlesey for a moment to hit the highlights again of this unusual production of The Marriage of Figaro, and when and where.
So it is a very unusual production. We have set The Marriage of Figaro as a Big Brother / The Bachelor reality TV show. It's a modern setting, sung in English with updated recitatives.
Recitatives. That's good.
And it's Friday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Blair School of Music, Ingram Hall. There is plenty of free parking directly across the street. And I have one note about this amazing cast. You mentioned that Matt Brennan is a graduate of the Blair School. He graduated 3 years ago. He's finishing up his master's at the Cleveland Institute of Music right now. All of the rest of this cast are all undergraduates and are pianists as well. They are all undergraduate music majors, and they're incredibly talented. We are so fortunate to have them.
And accomplished, as
yes,
you say.
Very much so.
Bravo. Give yourselves a hand. Why not? I'm Will Griffin. Thank you for being with us for Live in Studio C today. Coming up next week, clarinetist Juan Kim is back, this time with the Parker String Quartet. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for the generous support of 91 Classical and Live in Studio C. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville and Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.